I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, cream of grandma. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mama.
I'm Dada.
And I'm Ryder.
And today, as always, we're going to answer your questions. First question comes from Steve Bond from the Discord. That's Steve with a Z.
Steve Bond.
Z-T-E-V-E Bond.
Steve
Bond. Question for the Bailey family. Let's say you're hypothetically at a friend's house and have to take a shit. Let's say no matter how many times you wipe, there's still something there. So eventually you have to flush, otherwise you risk clogging the toilet. So you flush and you keep wiping, but there's still more. After another two flushes, how do you leave the bathroom not embarrassed? How many flushes is too many flushes?
First off, it depends on the friend.
Yeah, you think there's some friends where you're like, I fucked up shitting.
Well, for me, all my friends were really comfortable around each other. Like, I would probably come out and be like, yeah, my shit won't come down. If their parents are there.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's different.
You probably don't want to say that. I still like your phrasing, my shit won't come down. It sounds like it's upstairs. And you're like, come on, we got to go.
No.
Geez, I'm in a bad mood.
He's not coming with us. But no, yeah that's like, true.
Because some friends don't care.
I think as well, it's a weird thing, but at a certain point, you have to get past that embarrassment and be an adult about it. Like, I feel like here, if that happened to me, I would have to come out and be like, hey, Adam, damn it. So I'm sorry. But
why do you have to tell them?
What do you mean?
What are they going to do?
Well, because they might want to use it.
Help you fucking bash it down.
They might want to use the bathroom and go in there and go.
Exactly.
Jackson!
I don't want to have them to come to my room and be like, Jackson, did you? Well, they probably wouldn't do that. That's a bit much.
Yeah.
But if I let them know, it's like, you know.
But why are you letting them know?
Because I'm forewarning. They're going to have to use it eventually. They will find out eventually when they go to shit.
So and then that be like, just leave it. Jackson.
But that means disgusting. That you just leave it, let it happen.
No.
You have to keep getting it and push it down.
They have to use.
Break it up.
Less toilet paper. Wipe. Fold in half, wipe again.
Yeah, that's true. Be economic.
But sometimes you need that just the third finisher offer. Like the
you need to
Yeah, but it sounds like this person's wiping, flushing.
No. I see it as he's wiped once, but the actual shit won't go down.
It won't go down.
Yeah, it won't.
Yeah.
It won't. And I think look,
that never actually happened to me.
You've never had that happen to
you? No. All my poos are perfect.
Well, that doesn't
of course,
surprise us,
right.
Really.
Go down on the first go.
First flush, no wiping. That's the right amount.
Wow.
No need. Clean like, as a whistle, right?
You're like the Fonz of shitting. You know? Hey!
Comes out of the toilet.
Hey.
Yeah, our toilet.
Now it's bad.
Near Castlemaine, you know, that's really bad when you go to the toilet. You've flushed and then you have to flush a third time, but you flush and you can see the water start to rise.
Oh, that's a stress.
And then everything's floating around and you think, is it just going to stay floating around or is it going to go down? It all goes down, then you flush again, it all comes up again. And you have to go and tell somebody.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
well, that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
The toilet's blocked and my poo's.
See, I would.
You're to play.
If that had happened to me at someone else's house, I don't think I'd tell anyone.
You wouldn't say.
No.
That's so rude.
But they'll know
I'm
you
a
were
bit
in
on
there.
Your side.
Be like, who did it? Wasn't me. Probably Ryder.
I think you've got three options, Mr. Bond.
Yeah.
The first option is you flush and you persist.
Yeah.
You're giving up too early. You flush and you flush till it goes.
I like, just sorry to interrupt, Dad, but I like that we as people, as human beings, we don't want to flush too much because we're afraid that everyone listening is judging us. Right. Like they're being like, what a fucking loser.
That's fine.
That's fine. Flush it away. Well, how hard is
it? It's like when you go to the toilet as a man and you dribble down your legs and you're like, fuck.
You're like,
everyone's going to think I've hurt myself, but no, they're not.
No.
Because no guy wets himself. They're going to just see it a bit. They probably won't even notice the tiny bit of dribble on your knee.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Option two, Mr. Bond, is you see if there's that little window at the back of the toilet. You see if it's open and you get the hell out
you
of there.
Flee, cut ties.
I thought you were saying you fling get it rid out of the evidence.
Yeah. Well,
that's option three.
Option three is depending how far away the toilet is from the front or the back door.
Yeah,
is you slink your way out of there, sidle against the wall, and then run.
You just leg it.
I reckon
two out of those three are the same thing.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
so you really have to escape the changes. Yeah.
I was going to say, I reckon you go first flush. It doesn't go down, and I was going to say that you just come out and say, "Did you know your toilet's blocked?
That's
I really
right.
need
yeah,
to
yeah.
go."
Yeah.
But the toilet.
You haven't
do you
even
have
started
toilet?
Yet.
Yeah,
but they'll say it.
Be like, "Whose shit is this?"
Would you do this? Leave the toilet there. Go and get your drink and then just come back to the toilet door. And then for the whole night, you just stop anyone else.
Just say someone's in there.
Yeah.
Just waiting on someone.
Use the upstairs.
I think you just got to keep flushing. You've got to keep persisting. And if it's not, at a certain point, it's not on you.
Well, at a certain point, you got to use your hands. And make it go down.
That's no good, right?
Or would you rather do that or tell the house person?
Tell them.
Really?
Yeah, because
it's
not...
But what are they going to do?
Well, then they know.
Get the potato masher.
It's their house, their toilet.
Yeah, I think also, and look, because I've been in positions where I'm like, if I keep wiping, there might be a problem when I flush.
You use a lot of toilet paper.
This house uses a lot of toilet paper. You know how much toilet paper we go through?
It's not good. So we've heard that story.
You know how much milk
like
we go
bums.
Through?
Yeah.
We go through so much milk and toilet paper at this house.
Why are you wiping your bums with milk?
I hope the two aren't related. But we go through a lot of
what would happen
wiping
if
your bum with milk sounds nice.
Like a bidet, milk bidet.
He should have with him, you know, those moist wipes.
Oh, yeah.
The KFC
just
ones.
Take the moist wipe with you and that'll do a better job than the toilet paper.
You might get away with just one wipe.
No, because it doesn't break down. It's plastic. Or like this weird fiber
stuff.
Well,
what I was going to say is just if you know it's a problem that you have, just do more flushes throughout. That's what I've had to do sometimes.
Okay.
Where I'm like, I know this is going to be like a three flusher. So I flush once about a third of the way through.
Mm.
Then, build up again, flush again.
Right. He's saying that, but he doesn't want people hearing all the flushes.
Well, you just got to accept that people don't think too many flushes shows a weakness of character.
No, you know what?
No one's noticing your flushes.
Nobody is paying
attention. No one's sitting
there
being like, can I hear it?
Third flush?
Three. Mom, three.
Three flusher. Get out of here.
What would happen if you...
He has to have... put up with a dirty ass.
Yes.
If you know this is your problem, you wipe
to the best of your damn ability.
Best of your ability the first time so that it's going to flush and you can wash your undies in the privacy of your own home.
That's fucked up. That's fucked. I'd rather take a shit in the kitchen than do that.
I just love the idea of Ryder walking into the kitchen at someone's house and saying, "Look, I'm really sorry."
But I've got two options here.
I've got two options. I'm either going to block your toilet or you're going to have to mop
in the middle
kitchen.
Of the kitchen. So I know what I'm going for.
What would happen if you were in a social set and you came out and you, like you say, Jackson, at some point you just spill the beans to...
Yeah.
The whole party, you know.
I probably don't do the whole party.
I've got
everybody. Can I have your attention?
Got something to announce. Then the host of the party says, "Jack, would come here. You're not welcome at our house.
Stop announcing.
And 2 weeks later, there's a party there, and all your friends are saying, "You go to Steve's party?"
Oh, no, I'm not
welcome.
Me and Steve are sort of not. It's kind of, yeah, sort of some bad blood. But you don't announce it to the whole party. I think if you've flooded the toilet, you go to the host, you take them aside, you go, "Hey, look, I'm so sorry, but I flooded the toilet," and they go, and then they just lock it off and call a plumber, right? Yeah.
And I get, because toilet paper disappears. You wait a couple of hours and then it'll flush and it'll be all gone.
See, I don't think the most humiliating flush, and I don't know why this is, but the most humiliating flush for me is not I've had to flush 3 times in a row to get it down. Mm. It's flush twice, but then, you know, sometimes there's no water for it to flush again.
Yeah.
And I have to wait for it to come along.
Yeah, you want it to fill up.
And that's because...
No, you know what you do? Yeah. You go wash your hands, come back and use your foot.
But I'm always scared.
What about if you've got this? Someone, are you finished in there? Yeah, waiting for it to fill up.
That's a very despicable, rude thing to do to someone. Yeah. Never knock when you know someone's in the toilet.
Yes,
because they're not finished in there.
Yes.
Otherwise, they'd be out.
And that makes it go back in.
What about if you've got a friend?
Not for me.
What about if you've got a friend that you know after they're done shitting? Not naming names of everyone else in this house. But after they're done shitting, they just like to spend their time casually on the toilets.
Reading.
On their phone or reading or something.
Finishing the chapter.
And you never know. Finishing the chapter is a great way to say it. Are you finishing that yet? Nearly finished the chapter. No, but you know that they might not be in the process. They might have stopped. And you just want to alert them that you're there and
family.
They don't actually have time.
Family's okay. Friends, I don't think so.
No, I do it here all the time.
But if you all live together.
No hurry.
No, yeah.
Just letting you know.
Again, it's all about comfortable.
Yeah,
if you're comfortable with them, close, whatever.
I think the wait flush, where you flush, wait for it to fill up, flush is bad. Because if it's all 3 in a row, I'm like, shit wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
Or good. If it's 2 and a pause.
Yeah.
What? Why hasn't he?
Do you know how flushes work? It's not like 2 flushes and then it goes back up.
What?
Yeah, you go flush, it comes back up, flush, it comes back up.
Yeah. You're saying you flush twice and then it fills up again.
I have lived that experience.
That doesn't make sense. That's not how toilet...
Flushed, it didn't go down. Flushed, it didn't go down. Now I have to wait.
No.
That's happening.
Every time.
Unless you
have like this weird pump system that the first one you get straight away and the second one it trickles.
Well, next time, maybe it was a half flush, half flush.
Maybe.
Where is a very embarrassing situation for this to happen? The thing that springs to my mind is the first time you go to dinner at your girlfriend's house.
Yes.
Don't
do
a poo at your girlfriend's house.
At anyone's
on the first day.
That's what I think. I would like
unless you're staying over.
Because it takes a period of time.
Yeah.
So everyone knows what you're doing.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want anyone to know.
You know what I didn't like? That caravan.
Oh.
We
used to live. That makes us sound like trailer trash.
I know. Well,
that's the true fit.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the caravan? Did you have to shit outside?
Like one of those little chemical toilets.
Oh,
in there. And it made a funny little sound when it flushed.
Like a motor.
And you had to go in there, and it was one of those funny doors where you stepped up, and everyone, you know. Yeah, it was
so
good.
What about the no toilet paper situation? Just talking of awkward bathroom moments.
Yeah, that's bad.
I have had quite a few bad no toilet paper experiences. And this month alone,
you poor thing.
Wouldn't you check before you go in?
No, I don't.
That's weird.
Do you guys check when you go in?
You know, sometimes.
I just assume that I'll be taken care of.
You notice it.
Yeah, but you assume that it's going to be there.
I'm on my phone. I'm not doing toilet checks when I get in.
But it's literally right in front of you.
Well, sometimes there's a little bit left on the roll, or it's a public toilet, so it'll be in one of those big steel things, so you can't really see.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you feel in, and you're like, fuck, there's
none. Do you think it's okay to break one of them open?
For what?
To just get the toilet
basic
paper.
Vandalism.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Wiping
but you're saying there's no toilet paper.
Yes.
You've got to get the little inner... the thing that the toilet paper is wrapped around and use that.
My two most awkward no toilet paper experiences. Once I was at La Trobe with my friend. I sit on the toilet. He goes to the other toilet. We're there. Both of us at the same time realize we have no toilet paper.
Oh, jeez.
I have none. I'm like, oh, hey, man, can you just pass me some? He's like, I don't have any either. We're like, fuck, what are we going to do? We're sitting there planning for a bit. Then He offers me one of his socks, which is just so disgusting.
But also very kind.
I mean, like, that's it's the strangest combination of filthy and generous. Brian has had to put his head in his hand. I said no.
That's a story. That's good.
Then some teens came in. And we had to ask the teens. No, we were like, yeah, hey,
at that
guys.
You got no choice.
We got no toilet paper. Do you reckon you could just nip to one of the other toilets around here? There's one really close and grab some toilet paper. They were like, oh, no. And they left us.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do it. Eventually, we had to unfill the rolls, the cardboard, and use that and then sort things out at a later date.
Were there only two toilets in there?
Yeah.
You couldn't do the weird.
Oh, I've had to do that little
shuffle.
Where you're like, ear to the door. Anyone out there? No. All right, shuffle around. And we're good.
Was that a thing?
What?
That you did at uni? You'd go together? Because we used to do that. And we used to play music as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you couldn't hear the plop? Yeah.
No, just for fun. Like, all, like, there'd be like three or four of us
you're
in there.
You're too close to your friends.
We'd be chatting and playing music and stuff and sending Snapchats to each other.
I remember once me, Zamet, and Dusha all at the same time did it and we were so overjoyed at the novelty.
Yeah.
God, what a coincidence.
Well, girls do it all the time. Yeah, and then we're like, it's actually cool. It's like
but we put toilet paper. So this is a big problem for us, right? We put toilet paper in already before we've wiped anything.
I did that as well.
So that you don't hear the plop.
Yeah, and it gets rid of skid marks as well.
Mm. I think the American toilets with the big water is good because it's not.
Yeah, they don't ever get the mark on the
plop.
But
the plop, the plop they don't get. It
doesn't matter how old you are. If you hear a plop next to you, it's fucking funny.
Yeah,
you're doing poo.
You dirty
sitting,
bastard.
I like going, I'm on the toilet and I hear someone next to me struggling. I'm like, I appreciate your pain.
What do you mean? You hear that?
Yeah, someone being like, you're like, you're having a day.
I've never heard that. You shouldn't push. It's very bad for your bum. You should say that. Don't push me.
Man, don't push.
If you don't push, you'll be there for hours.
But you will eventually get piles.
Yes.
If you push.
But hemorrhoids.
You got to push a bit.
No,
yeah. Sometimes,
don't push.
Yeah.
Just let it fall
now,
out.
How many times?
You're an idiot sometimes for the things you say.
How many times do you let your toilet overflow and your pathetic mate come up to you and say, I've flooded your toilet again. Sorry, mate. How many times before you have an intervention?
Once we had someone in our house and we were like sitting miles away from our toilet.
Oh, man.
And like a death cloud of scent came meandering through the whole house. That was that. Like, I don't care if someone's flushing three times.
Yeah.
But that.
Your shit is that. Wait a bit. Chill
that
in there.
Pretty potent.
Or chuck some air freshener on.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
There was air freshener in there.
Yeah.
Some people never learn to use air freshener. Because if you're in there for long enough, you become acclimatized and you don't smell it anymore. Yeah.
But then you go wash your hands, you come back, you walk past, you're like, oh, and then you quickly. Yeah. Or turn the fan on. That's what they're for.
Yeah.
How weird is poo, though? Every single person on the planet poos.
But
why
are
we so
don't.
Freaked out
we
about
fear it?
We.
Is it because it hits our
why
caveman
is it shameful?
Brain and we're like vulnerable?
Can't let
anyone I think we have biologically we have an objection to it because it can cause a sickness and illness. Mm. So,
But we've only known that in the last like 100 years.
Yeah, but our brain probably knows it.
Yeah, our brain
knows
it.
It's like when you see someone vomit and you vomit because your brain's like, oh, did I eat what dad ate? I don't know. So look, I guess ultimately our advice there is nobody cares how many times
swallow
you flush.
Swallow your pride.
Swallow your pride. Flush as many times as it takes. For,
it's just water.
It's just water. It's just poo.
The alternative is worse.
Yeah, exactly. The alternative is way worse.
Yeah.
All right, so our next question is Dobbs from the Discord. And they ask, I travel a fair bit for work, which is great for seeing lots of exciting European cities, etc. But the jet lag can catch up occasionally. What's the best way for getting over jet lag and feeling good about the world to make the most of it rather than feeling wiped out?
Well, I have a system.
Let's hear your system.
Doesn't matter what country you're from, to adapt to a new sleeping schedule, set an alarm for 7 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah.
Force yourself to stay up that entire day and then just crash at 10.
Mm.
You'll wake up at 7 again. Done.
See, for me, the problem is that I wake up too early the next day. And I want to keep that. So, like, when I went to the UK.
Then you do it again.
I guess.
And you wake up. If you wake up at 4 that day, you fucking hack it until 10 again that night.
Yeah. No naps.
The whole entire day from like when you wake up that morning until you, and then you go to sleep.
So no matter what country and you wake up at 7 a.m.
That's your strat.
Yeah. Like, well, what, you know, wherever you
when you travel, does that work for you?
Yeah, of course.
See, for me, what happened when I went to the UK is I would wake up at 6, then like 7, 6, 7, and then I hit a point where clearly my body was acclimatized and it was like, well, now I'm sleeping in. I guess you just got to force yourself.
Yeah. Well, sleeping's okay because you sleep in here.
Yeah. I suppose
it's just adjusting to your personal sleeping schedule.
Your personal sleep schedule. Yeah. So I guess your strategy is just sort of force yourself to
you have
stay
to.
Awake.
No naps. No naps throughout the day. From like 6 a.m. to... You know, when you want to go to bed that night, have to stay awake and you'll fix it in like 2 days.
Yeah, is that how long? I was going to ask that. Is that how long it took for you? 2 days and you were like up and at it?
When we came back from New York, one day, it fixed it.
Yeah. See, what about, so say Dob, they maybe aren't in the city for long enough to do that.
Like, is they're moving so fast.
They can't do anything about it. Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Perk yourself up. Mm. Yeah, I guess.
You know, what about... More jet lag.
Okay.
Did you like jet lag?
No, I don't think anyone likes jet lag.
No, to be honest, actually, because I'm not a morning person here.
Yeah.
I'm very much not a morning person. Yeah. But I loved waking up at 6 o'clock in the UK. I'd wake up, I'd walk Chatterley's Beagles, beautiful English countryside. It was incredible. And then when I got back here, I would wake up really early for about two or three days as well.
Isn't it nice?
Oh, it's fucking incredible.
Can't you use jet lag as a way to make your work life easier?
How's that?
Just say, jet lag.
Oh, yeah. How long can you milk jet lag for? That's the question.
I reckon a week.
I reckon you got a good week.
You got a good week.
And then you
got
to travel again. You come back to work. I can't finish the report of jet lag.
I think as well, no matter where you fly, even if we flew from here to Sydney, you could claim jet lag for at least 2 days there. Like, oh, I'm just jet lag. Because
Sydney's the exact same time as us.
Yeah, no, I know. But I feel like you can still claim it because not enough people are going to put two and two together.
I think a lot of them will.
Yes. Jet lag's an excuse.
Maybe
to
go
slack.
To Queensland, be an hour later. Yeah.
But you have been on a jet.
You've been on a jet. That's, what people, true. That's people's simple lizard brain will be like, he was on a plane. I guess fair enough. And if you say it with enough confidence, people will be like, maybe I don't know enough about jet lag to refute him. Maybe like, I'm just going to have a nap. I am wiped out.
Yeah, I'm wiped out.
We've never had that because when we ever have travelled, we've always made sure there's like a week or a few days back home once you get home that you can just sort it out.
Not me.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yes. Remember when we came back from New York, we came back, got in about 1 and that next day I had to go to school?
Yes, that's right. You did. Yeah.
That was your first day too. You had to go.
Yes.
Well, when I go to the UK this year, and I might be there at the time of this airing, I don't know, but... The night we get in from
that's going to be murder.
Is a show. Is a live show.
But it'll probably be really good because you'll be a bit delirious. Yeah.
Well, it'll be funny, last Saturday, my friend came back from England.
Yeah.
She got here at 9:30, wedding at 12.
Hmm? That's
crazy. Wasn't her wedding.
Wasn't her wedding.
But she,
she was fucked.
So somebody I know, this is very interesting, I thought anyway, they kind of specialize in sleep. And when they traveled internationally, what they did was they created basically like a regime for themselves that was about when they needed to look at light and when they needed to look away from light.
They
did that on the trip, on the plane over there, not even when she arrived, no jet lag.
Wow.
She was just fine. When she got back, she slept for 8 hours.
Yeah.
But that was it. That was the only... It was like a out, and she woke... Might have even only been 4 hours.
So, she figured out when it was going to be night over there.
Yeah.
And for that period of time, she didn't look at light.
Yeah, she covered her eyes. She wore like a face mask. And then when she figured it was daytime, even if it was night on the plane, it was dark on the plane, she would just stare at like a bright... Because you know you're...
That's so clever.
If you look at like your phone screen or a computer screen or just a bright light,
that
your brain
like a
is...
waste of a plane trip.
Well, plane trips suck anyway.
Not for me.
What do you do on a plane trip?
Love them.
Kelly.
Remember when I slept from an hour out of LA till the scene at Sydney?
Yeah, I do. It's crazy. You and Zama, you're just out on a plane. I can't sleep. Yeah. I'm just wide awake the whole trip. And I hate it.
Yeah. But that's amazing to do that. But I don't think the average punter's going to do that.
But I was thinking, like, what a great service to provide people. Because she, yes, she said for Zamet and for us traveling,
yeah,
like, if we want, she'll make us like
a little schedule
so we know what to do so we're not jet lagged when we arrive.
That's really
you won't
good.
Follow it.
No, I won't at all. Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. It's a hell of a business idea.
Absolutely.
Most people, of course, won't follow it.
No.
They'll get on a plane. Yeah, I've got my jet lag regime. Then the movie will come on. They go,
see Frasier's on the fucking TV.
You gotta watch some Frasier. Fucking season 7, and then, episode 1, 6, and 9 of Frasier. Yeah. Yes.
And the person cleaning the plane, and we're going, look at all these jet lag regime bits of paper crap. I've got to throw them away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every flight, you know, it happens. But they'll sell because as people are preparing for the flight, they want everything.
Absolutely. You know? Imagine you're a busy business person. You know, you travel a lot for work.
Yes.
And someone's like, oh, here's a service that you would provide to the company.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I can take advantage of this person that can provide me with a jet lag plan because it seems like...
Do you want switch on executives at the next international meeting?
Because you
no
would...
jet lag?
If you didn't know, if you were the kind of person that was good at lying to themselves,
yes,
that's a great. You'd be like, I will follow this, and I will be amazing.
I'm
and then you get in the plane. And,
I'm doing.
I know I'm not going to follow.
Yeah, one whiskey in on the plane.
Yeah, fucked it. Oh, well. And the moment you know, you'd be like lying there, especially because you when it's dark over there, you might be awake here. You just probably a little looks fine. I'll just watch one episode.
I'll do
of
it
Frank.
On the way home. Yeah. On the way home.
My home. Then I'll be good when I get back to the office, and you just won't do it either way. But you'll have paid the money already to get your schedule.
So say you stuff up the international meeting, and you know you say the wrong thing and make the company nosedive a bit on the stock market when you get back to Melbourne or Sydney and the boss says, you know, Jameson, did you follow your jet lag?
I did. I don't know how. Don't even understand.
You were saying one whiskey in. That's the worst thing for me, drinking on a long flight.
Yeah?
Who's doing that?
It just feels so bad.
From New York to LA, I got a bit drunk. We both got a bit drunk when we were watching all the Hamish and Andy. It was great. Yeah. I reckon that's what got me to sleep from LA to Sydney. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I drank for the, I think it was like 5 or 6 hours from New York to LA.
Yeah.
How many drinks did you have?
4 or 5.
Wow. You get drunk, you get drunker in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
I was having such a good time.
What were you drinking?
Canadian Club, of course. Wow. And then when we got to LA, we had like a half hour stopover. Mm. And then our plane was broken or something for like 10 minutes. Do you remember that?
Oh, you got such a good memory.
Yeah,
you don't remember it?
I don't remember a broken plane.
At LAX.
No, not at all.
And then took off. Dead sleep. Yeah. And woke up when it was daytime in Sydney.
Don't you like? I just get that drunken, foul
that
feeling
drunken
when you
sleep.
Wake up.
How do you wake up?
You still got 7 hours hangover. To go. On the
Somehow, if you fall asleep on a plane and you wake up before you've landed, you feel like you threw up at some point.
Oh yeah.
Even if you didn't, you just get that feeling in your mouth like I must have.
You feel like a dead
certain point.
That's a weird thing to be doing.
Plane trips are very different for you guys.
Yeah, you seem to have just like a breezy,
breezy life.
Like,
I don't see the what it is.
What do you
like,
mean?
What's wrong with it?
I'm trapped in that chair. I get sweaty. I get hot. I remember coming back from the UK, like sleeping with my elbows pressed on the tray table, my face in my hands because it was the only way I could get comfortable.
The only thing I don't like about it is lack of shower.
You think if there was showers on planes, it'd be a lot better?
Yeah.
Do you know what they should invent? They should invent
it'd be filthy.
Like a circle pillow that you can put on your
tray.
Yeah,
so there's a hole for your face so you can put your
like
head
a massage
in.
Table.
And you can put your head in there.
And just go to sleep.
One of my friends was saying her boyfriend, the plane was broken and the seat in front of him was gone.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like there were three sets of three. Mm. There was three for them and then the extra guy and then two in front of him. The one in front of him was just missing. The entire seat gone.
Could he just put up his feet? That's good.
No, that's good.
Me and Adam on the way back from the UK, we had a seat in the middle with nobody on it.
Mm.
That was good as well.
Place to
put our stuff, place to put our legs.
Legs?
Yeah, legs.
What did you do? Sit there and do like...
play patty cake with each other.
No, well, that'd get you home. Patty cake.
Yeah, patty cake for 14 hours. Time flies by. It's a breeze.
But no, there, you can pay for a little bit of extra leg room.
Yeah, they put you up the back or up the front.
Is that right?
We can't just magically insert leg room to any seat on a plane.
No, it's a certain area in the plane where you pay, and it's a little bit more leg room. Or is it just over the wing? Near the door.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's the door.
You get a bit of a door, job. Near the escape they give door. You a little job. I forget what it is. Yeah. I say, oh, because you're here.
You have to, if it, there's an emergency, you have to open the door and usher people out.
That freaked me out the first time she said that. Okay, so if we crash, you have to, you, Cassie,
it's your responsibility.
Have to get up and open this door.
Save everyone on the plane.
Okay, so if the plane, because you've taken this seat, if the plane crashes, if the pilot dies, you will have to take control of the plane.
That's and what it felt like. Okay.
I always wonder, like, I've flown a lot, and at a certain point, I just don't pay attention to the safety proceeding thing. But I wonder if I've heard it enough times that if shit went south, I'd remember.
I think you just follow everyone else.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, I think you just fall over. Ah! But yeah, I guess you just do see what everyone else was doing. Get the oxygen thing. What can you remember?
From what?
If the oxygen thing comes down, what do you do?
Put it on yourself first and then children.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you put it on children, then you go and then you're dead.
Yeah.
What if? And you can't usher them out and help them.
What about when the slide comes out? What are the rules for the slide?
Take your shoes off.
Shoes off, that's right.
No.
Wait, everyone. You're not taking your shoes off. He's not taking his shoes off.
Nobody's allowed out of the plane until everyone takes their shoes off.
You don't have to take your shoes off.
Don't you?
Yeah, no. You do, because if you've got spiky shoes, it'll pop.
It's thick. It's thick enough.
I think I've seen a thing in one of those little pamphlets. It's like, take off your high heels.
Maybe if you're wearing high heels.
Who's wearing high heels on a plane?
Yeah. No one.
Nobody's wearing heels
No one has time to sit there, undo their laces, pull their shoes off. They make them very thick, the slides.
Yeah. Is there a rule about who gets to go first?
No. First team, best served.
Don't push.
Yeah. Don't push
no
child,
pushing in.
Everyone's going to push.
Excuse me.
No pushing in, sir! Going to the pilot and complaining. Hey. I guess our advice here is just hack it for a bit. You can use the rider method.
Milk the opportunities at work that
absolutely
naturally will arise.
Just try to schedule your flights that you have a couple of days to relax. Like, you know, if you get back on a Friday night, perfect.
Yeah.
Then you can just sleep and just, you know.
Get yourself back into fighting form. Yeah, absolutely. Or if you can seek out someone that can give you like a schedule, see if that helps you.
I reckon it takes 2 nights max. If you're still claiming jet lag after 2 nights, you're a phony.
Yeah. You're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying. Yeah.
All right. So our next question comes from somebody called Beta Buddy. Also on the Discord, and they say, how do I become a morning person? It feels like my body / brain doesn't work for about 2 hours after waking up.
I think same method.
Okay, just force
yourself. Set an alarm for 6 a.m.
So just eventually it'll become normal. See, yes. I'd agree with you, but remember when we had to work, we were working at the store, making coffees. Yes?
I have a rebuttal already in place, but go on.
All right. I had to wake up at 6 every morning. Yeah. I had to get there at 6 some mornings. And I hated it every morning. And I didn't wake up naturally. I had to have my alarm. So no matter what I did, I never woke up and was like, hell yeah, ready to go. Why was that?
Because we shared the week. Okay. Yes. And we didn't have executive days.
Consecutive days.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you're
for
right.
For me,
right.
I had Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Mm. Actually you did, so that's your problem. But for me, it was because I'd work Monday.
Mm.
Well, so Saturday night, I'd stay up too late. And then Sunday night, I can't go to sleep till like 2.
Mm-hmm.
No. Wake up feeling shit on Monday. Go to be like, oh, I could stay up late on Tuesday again. Mm. And body clock's fucked until Friday.
Yeah, fair.
For you, you know, maybe every... for you, you should have been okay for when you had the Wednesday week.
Yeah, but, that's true, because then I would have...
And I'm sure it was a lot easier for the second and third nights than it was from the first.
For the first. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And if it wasn't, that's your fault for staying up too late.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is just about getting that consistent waking up time, because then eventually your body just is like, okay, this is when you wake up. And I also think maybe, you know, no matter what time you get up, you're never going to wake up and feel fresh as a daisy immediately. I don't think.
No.
Yes, you will.
No, it's not setting your clock to 6 o'clock every morning. Like if you go to bed at 3 a.m. and set your clock to 6, you're still going to be tired. Yeah,
no.
You have to go to bed at like 10 or something.
No, you don't know. You don't understand what I'm saying. You have to do both. But setting your alarm at 6 a.m. will make you tired. So at 9 or 10.
Yes,
so
that's right.
See, the reason your body clock's so shit is because you stay up till 4 and then wake up at 1.
Yeah.
If you set your alarm for 6 every single morning, force yourself to stay awake, eventually you'll be going to bed at 9 o'clock that night and
waking
up at 6 again.
I know they've been, like, because my sleeping schedule is garbage here because everybody's sleeping schedule is garbage and we do a lot of our work past midnight. But, like, if I'm... There were like 4 days in a row where I had to get up at 7 a.m. For various things.
And then it fixes,
on the fifth day, I was just waking up at 7 normally.
And it's fucking nice, isn't it?
It's so good. It's beautiful. It just went, it gets bad again.
I remember.
Yes.
What?
You could buy a rooster.
Ah, there we go.
There it is. But the problem with a rooster is...
That's just the same as an alarm.
Yeah, but you never have
just
to
a
set
natural
the rooster.
One. Ah, it's that 9 second that it takes to set an alarm.
It's not the same.
There's no snooze on the rooster.
Because a rooster you actually can't control. A rooster doesn't necessarily crow at 6 a.m. Roosters will crow whenever. Rooster crows when
now
it gets
sun
stole.
Comes up, the rooster's crowing, baby.
Rooster, you're staying up all night because the rooster won't shut up. And then you wake up in the morning to the rooster crowing. Roosters far worse.
We figured this out long time ago. We had roosters.
I always wondered.
Everyone was getting up.
How did people wake up back in like the 1400s?
The
sun came up.
But what about
the
if you've got no?
There was no telly.
They went to sleep at 5.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess.
What do you got to say to your family? What in the mean? Evening, you know, you're not going to talk or
no, you got nothing to talk about. You talk about the field that you saw today. caught a fish.
Potatoes are growing.
The good potatoes night. Are still
bread and old stew is great, man.
Loving this
and that's it.
Dish.
Bedtime.
Anyway, that's it. Bye. Time to go to sleep.
Yeah, and then the rooster wakes you up. Sing.
Yeah, you might have a little sing.
Let's have a sing.
Yeah. Sing before bed. Good sing, everyone. Anyway, time to my bed, which is made of hay. Good night.
How nice does a bed of hay look?
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be so itchy. Spiky and prickly. Yeah. But
what's the equivalent to a Netflix binge in back in those days?
You sit on the... You watch whoever's walking past on the road. Look at that man. He could be a lord, maybe.
Yeah.
I bet that man also owns a farm. Oh, that was a good one. To bet. It's funny that people just had less to talk about then.
They just did.
What are they saying, though?
Well, there were no celebrities.
What did they talk about in Game of Thrones?
No, they were. The gossip was kind of like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I guess.
Ah, who beheaded who and...
All that. They were totally into that.
For every big deal in Game of Thrones, there are 1,000 peasant farmers being like, that was crazy.
Yeah, did you see?
Did you hear they stabbed that woman at a wedding that Walder Frey had? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I've never liked that, Joffrey.
Anyway, back to farming yams or whatever. they're the backbone that keeps Game of Thrones
happening. They're like
celebrities,
weren't they? The
royals.
The royals.
Absolutely.
And the noblemen and all that. Yeah.
Plus, they were totally into it. That's why so much science got did back then, because you're like... Not doing any fucking anything else. Maybe I'll focus on these peas really hard.
See what happens.
I'm going to learn about this ant because nothing else is going on and I can't just get in Facebook.
Do you know, I know, like I wonder that about phones. Like I want to throw my phone against a brick wall, but I never will.
Yeah.
And I think that, like we don't look, like sometimes we'll drive an hour and a half and I'll hardly see anything. Dad's driving us, look at that, isn't that beautiful? And I look up and go, oh, look what I'm missing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I wonder, like, about discoveries and wondering and...
Yeah, phones.
That's
taken...
you, though.
But you two are worse than me.
No, I'm not.
Are they worse than me?
About what?
Their phones.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on about phones. I'm just completely in the dark, really.
Yeah. But I don't think if I didn't have a phone, I'd be doing more science.
But you would notice more. That's what I'm saying.
Like Jackson's phone breaks. He's got this huge like chemistry.
Guys, I discovered a new element while my phone was getting fixed because I just had nothing else to do.
You had a near miss to the Nobel Prize, but you got your phone back. The phone came in now.
I left everything bubbling too long because I was on Twitter. And,
but wasn't it
forget
actually,
what I was researching.
Wasn't it priests?
Yeah, it was. And it was yeah,
because... They you know, they went to church on Sunday and then they had 6 days to
do yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. That's why so many early scientists were priests. Because they were rich and bored.
Yes.
And so they had the means to do some science.
So boredom.
Boredom's a valuable resource.
It's a valuable resource.
Absolutely.
So the whole world is designed for no one to be bored anymore.
Yeah, but we get very uncomfortable if we're bored.
Yeah, that's right. There's
very a bit of a panic.
Because we're very used to luxuries.
I wish we could somehow... bottle and get that feeling when you're in the shower thinking, and something that was something we could just activate in us at all times, because that's when you're most creative in the shower,
because you can't have your phone. Only time of day that you're forced to not have your phone where you're not doing something.
But even if I just sit there without my phone, I'm not thinking of anything.
No,
but if
that's
I'm in the shower,
it's
there. I was seeing online you can buy shower crayons. That you can draw on the inside of your shower and you can just wash it away with a sponge. Mm. So that if you get brilliance in the shower, you can jot it down.
I know this is our old show, it's just good business, but what about this business idea?
I'm listening.
Boredom camps.
Right.
So you come and you're not allowed to actually do anything.
Yeah.
And as soon as you start doing anything,
they yell.
You get admonished. Someone will come and say, stop.
Stop, right? I'm taking these sticks away from you.
Don't play with those rocks. Don't kick the grass. Just sit there.
I think you'd come up with your best
That's
ideas.
That's like a meditation camp.
Yeah. Kind of
you are not allowed to actually engage in anything.
I think
you
just go crazy there.
Yeah, I guess that's the problem. Yeah. That's why.
You may as well chuck them in a padded room.
Yeah, prisoners in solitary confinement don't often come out and be like, that was hell, but I have a great novel idea. The best novels are
Mandela,
written.
Dude.
I've got a cure for the common cold.
Yeah. All it took was a bit of solitary confinement, and now I know how to solve it.
Yeah, wow.
When our internet broke.
Yeah.
You read like 7 books, right?
Yes.
No, absolutely. If I don't have the internet, I read a lot more. Mm. That's definitely.
We don't know what's going on in that solitary confinement. Go back to that, because I think maybe they come out with, I know how to break into that bank now.
Absolutely. That's what I'd be doing. Solitary confinement. I'm like, well, I'm going to think about what mood
is
like.
Now.
Absolutely. It's very funny that like a prison using that isn't. They're like, why do you have so many prisoners in solitary confinement? You're like, science. They're thinking in there.
Maybe that's what we should do. Lock the scientists up.
Lock them away, see if they come out with any good ideas. That's a good strategy. But look, as for becoming a morning person, I think all it takes is forcing, like Ryder said, wake up early, go to sleep early, and slowly you'll just get into that rotation where that will be the case.
Yeah.
The more you try to become a morning person, it'll just eventually happen.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, if you're not a morning person and the alarm goes off at 6 and you don't have to get out.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh,
but it's
tomorrow
about sleep.
I'll do it.
It's about
so you've got to go to bed at 10.
Quantity and quality of sleep.
Yeah,
that's it.
If you go to bed early, no matter what, you will wake up. And even if you, like I sleep in. Like if I can sleep in, I will sleep in. But if I go to sleep at like 8 the night before or even 10, I just, when my sleep in time stops, it'll be 7 or 8. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go to bed earlier, you'll wake up.
But do you have this thing? Like if I go to bed, say I went to bed at 10.
Yeah.
I've panicked because I think.
What am I missing?
I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's weird.
Yeah,
I get that so often.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially, I don't work at the moment, but when I used to work, what I'd hate was a Sunday night when it's like bedtime Sunday night, and you say, you're about to go to bed, and you said, the next step for me is work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just hell.
If I'm on my phone for another 2 hours, that's all right, because there's 2 hours of phone time. Yeah. But if I'm asleep now, the next step for me is work.
A weird thing happens here at Sans Pants, because we will finish work often at midnight. And then that's my day done. So I have only free time. It happens after midnight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is very weird. It's because we all wake up very late. But it's a regular working day. It just starts much later. And then we're like, well, if I want to have any me time, I'm going to have to do it now. And then it's 3 a.m. And then you go to sleep and you wake up again, you know, around midday the next day.
My favorite hours of the day is 12 and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful
gorgeous,
hours.
Gorgeous. Yeah. The world's all fresh looking.
Mm. Yeah.
You can hear the birds yammering away. It's fucking sick.
I'm still interested in, perhaps not the rooster, but there.
Yeah. You are so interested in the rooster.
Still very interested in the rooster.
Yes. You're right. Amy's still interested in the rooster. But what other animals could be alarm animals?
Well, if a dog.
Dog. Yeah, dog.
Dog.
Dog gets on you, you're up.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you sleep but with
our
a dog.
Dog he'll... sleeps in now because it's too cold. He used to get up.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves sleeping. You know, he. I'll wake up at like 11. I'll go in and he'll be fast asleep. And I'll be like, do you want to go outside? And I'm like, nah. Just keep sleeping.
I just keep napping. I'm pretty comfy.
Sometimes I let him out at like 11. He's been sleeping all morning. He gets out and he's like, it's all right out here, but I'd much rather be inside.
What a good
dog. He's not a great alarm animal, is he? He's not helping out this guy.
No.
Could I have a business where I provide you with an animal of your choice that's an alarm animal?
I think,
A cockatoo.
Oh, yeah.
A cockatoo is a good alarm animal.
You would have to get out of bed.
He's so squawky.
I remember back when sorry. No, please.
I'm afraid there might be all these dead cockatoos. Yeah. They're so noisy that people just
throw things at them.
It kind of leads into what I was going to say. I remember when I lived at home with you guys, if I stayed up too late, there was this bird at around 5 a.m. that would start crowing really close to my bedroom.
Right.
And it would make this noise like... It was like an alarm.
Yeah.
And I would have killed that bird if I could. If you'd been like, Jackson, if you snap this bird's neck now, it'll stop. Here's the opportunity. I would have done it. Because you never hate an animal more, a bird especially, than when it's crowing you awake. So, I guess, our advice is try and force yourself. An alarm animal is a good strategy. But other than that, maybe also, it's good to accept that you don't need to wake up that early. Yeah, you don't have to be a morning person if it's hard.
The world's full of all different people. You can be a night person.
Just be an evening person or an afternoon person.
I'm an early morning person. I'm not a morning person.
You're like a 10 a.m., 9 a.m. kind of?
It's late morning.
When's early morning?
Like 2 a.m.
Oh,
that's
I see.
That's my favorite time.
That's late night. That's a late night.
That's
person.
Early morning.
You didn't wake up to
technically.
It.
He's awake at that time.
I don't think that counts. That doesn't count. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And that was Bailey Family Circus. And as always, if you've got questions you'd like us to answer, email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord or the Facebook group. Until then, see you around.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.